You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, November the 5th, 2019. Remember the 5th of November? Well, today you might remember that what happens today. We have James O'Keefe from Project Veritas going live right about now. We're going to take a look and see what they have. They've been teasing that they have a whistleblower that is going to expose information about Epstein, that they had essentially a dead man drop, and we just had that guy. We reported that yesterday over the weekend. We had an interview. Jesse Waters on Fox News was talking to a guy about military dogs. At the very end, the guy says, oh, and, you know, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself or whatever. You know, talked about Jeffrey Epstein just at the very end. We talked about that yesterday just as the show was ending. Well, everybody on Twitter is talking about this, and so we're going to have that for you as well, you know, as we see Katie Hill whining about the kind of treatment that she got. And, you know, when you look at what happened with Epstein, maybe she has a right to complain. I mean, they covered up for him. They covered up for Weinstein, all these guys, for many years. Now, if you believe that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, maybe she doesn't feel like she was too unfairly used in that regard. Nevertheless, you know, she puts herself out as a victim. As the Washington Examiner says, she is a walking, talking, excuse-making, self-pitying example of how bosses, not just male bosses, can abuse power in the workplace. And that may be one of the reasons why the sisterhood got behind her. Because there may be ethics violations from AOC, Authoritarian Occasional Cortex, and also from Ilhan Omar and her many, many relations. I mean, one of those includes people and her staff. So it's not just a Nazi tattoo. They didn't have a problem with that. You know, have you seen anybody calling Katie Hill a Nazi? No, not at all. But she has not gotten the Epstein treatment. So maybe she should be grateful for that or angry about that, depending on what you think actually happened to Epstein. Did he commit suicide? Not too many people believe that anymore. I didn't believe that from the very beginning. Question is, was he killed or was somebody else killed in his place and he got out? You know, now she may want that kind of treatment. I don't know. The Justice Department, meanwhile, is seeking information on the author of a so-called anonymous book that is soon to be published, reports NBC News. The Justice Department is demanding identifying details about the senior Trump administration official who has written an anonymous book, warning in a letter to the publisher yesterday that the author may be subject to non-disclosure agreements. Now, I spent a lot of time talking about Ed Snowden's book. I picked it up as soon as it came out. I spent the night reading the stupid thing so that you don't have to. There's nothing there. Nothing at all, quite frankly. But I gave a detailed report about the misinformation and the spin that you find in the Snowden book. And there were also people who complained. Sabelle Edmonds specifically said, how in the world did this even get published? Well, if you read the book, you understand why it got published. It was the message that they wanted you to hear. That's why they said, well, we'll take the profits, but go ahead and punish it. That's okay. Publish it. We want people to read this. You know, he positions himself as some kind of a junior G-man, fighting the righteous fight after 9/11, which was just an overreaction by people after, you know, they felt bad that they didn't guard us enough from 9/11 and the chemtrail stuff. That was actually picked up. We got a story on InfoWars. Somebody else kind of picked up on the fact, how long has it been now, a month since I reported this? Somebody else picked up on the fact that he was mocking 9/11, the JFK assassination, chemtrails, and so forth. But yeah, if If they allow that to be published, now you know something's up with that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome, folks, on this 5th of November, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, and we are going to be covering, when it happens, the Project Veritas release information, they said, essentially a dead man switch that's going to release information about Jeffrey Epstein, and they have a whistleblower who is talking to them about that. So we'll be covering that when that happens. As I was just saying, you know, when we look at the Justice Department coming after the anonymous author who is going to be publishing this anti-Trump book, that, to me, raises even more red flags about Ed Snowden, as Sybil Edmonds had talked about that at the time. And as I pointed out, I gave you the report. I said, look at this. This is loaded with a bunch of self-congratulatory nonsense, talking about what an exciting life it is to be a junior G-man. Like Ed Snowden. And then filled with lies about all kinds of things, like especially 9/11. The whole thing, this whole narrative, was predicated on a false story about 9/11. And he said, as he got into the CIA, because he spent a time at the CIA, he said, you know, they've got their own news organization, their own Wikipedia, their own Facebook and social media. And I was able to, you know, first thing everybody does is they look up 9/11, and they look up the JFK assassination, and they look up things like chemtrails, and guess what? You know, it's nothing to any of that, you know, because the CIA says so. What would you expect the CIA to say? Absolutely amazing. And I'm sure, you know, one of the things that he said was, and we have this stuff here, a couple of days before the news media gets it, or a day or two, right? And of course, you know, they write the news, and then they hand the scripts off to the Operation Mockingbird people like Anderson Cooper, who used to work for the CIA, and there are other people who now fill the media. They don't even try to hide it anymore. They got people like Clapper and Brennan on. In other news, this is just breaking right now. Relatives say at least 9 members of an American family were killed in Mexico just south of the border, many of them children. These are people who live in a Mormon community in northern Mexico. And, of course, the Mormons are very active in terms of making sure that they want to have open borders. Perhaps I ought to rethink that after this. The family members, other family members who survived, said the FBI has opened an investigation into the killings. It happened about 100 miles south of the Arizona border. The victims all left their community at the same time in 3 separate cars. Some were traveling back to the U.S., some to a neighboring town for a wedding. Suddenly, gunfire sprayed the convoy of SUVs. So many rounds that family members said one of the cars exploded. Apparently killed in the attack were twin 7-month-old babies. And 2 of one lady's 7 children. A real tragedy. I mean, but this is, This underscores how negligent, criminally negligent, the Trump administration has been in terms of protecting the border. And I say that that is President Trump's responsibility. It is also the responsibility of our governors like Governor Abbott, who have done absolutely nothing to protect their states from open borders. You don't have to get permission from a federal judge to protect the border. Shame on you for bowing down to unconstitutional authority. Shame on you, President Trump, for staying engaged in wars abroad, refusing to bring the troops home, refusing to put them on the border. We just had a story a couple of weeks ago. El Chapo's son, apprehended by the Mexican military. And then a firefight ensued with his supporters, his comrades. And that lasted for many hours. I forget now how many hours it was. At least 8 or 9 people were killed in that. And eventually, the Mexican military pled with them to go away and said, we'll give him back to you. We'll give him back. Just go away. They were outgunned. Hey, forget about this stuff with the Kurds. Forget about what's going on. Protect the Mormons. You know, protect the Americans that are here. Right? Protect Arizona, Texas, even California, whether they want it or not. You have the authority, not only the authority, President Trump, but you have the duty to protect us from the most dangerous country on earth right now. More people are being killed in Mexico than are being killed in Syria, in spite of the fact that the U.S. military has created that war and continues to escalate that war. So at least 9 Americans killed in a Mexican highway ambush. And, you know, we have veterans who have come out opposing endless war. As I've reported before, only 33% of veterans say the Iraq war is worth fighting it. That means about 2/3 say, no, it's not. About 2/3 of veterans say it was not worth it. About 60% of veterans and all Americans. This is from the Pew Research Center, and this is a poll. Breitbart has published it again, but actually this poll came out, I think, about 3 weeks ago. And it's about the same number of people who are veterans as it is the general population who say the Afghanistan war was not worth the fight. We need to defensively position troops. We don't have to go in and invade Mexico like we had the will to do at one point in time when we had bandits coming across the border. We just need to keep them from coming across the border. We need to keep these cartels at bay. The human trafficking, the trafficking in children and everything else. Why? Why is that allowed to continue? Guys, get video clip number 14. We have Turkish-backed jihadists are filmed using CIA-supplied missiles against Syrian Kurds. Think about this. Now the FSA, the Free Syrian Army, these are the people that John McCain posed with. He called them moderate rebels. They were the good guys helping us to overthrow a government, you know, for the CIA. And the CIA has armed the FSA. They've armed the YPG. They've armed all the ISIS, all these different. They've armed at least 3 completely different groups, although there's a lot more than 3 groups there. But they have armed every one of these groups. And now these groups are fighting each other. And they'll soon be fighting American troops. As a matter of fact, Newsweek warned earlier this year, U.S. military may be targeted by its own missiles in the Middle East. Why is that? Well, that's because the CIA and the military-industrial complex want to make money, just like you saw Lockheed Lindsay talking about. And it's not just the incredibly expensive F-35s sold by Lockheed. It's all of the military weapons. And because the military-industrial complex wants to make money out of this, they go in and sell arms to every single faction and then pit them against each other and against the Syrian government. We need to get smart, folks. You remember the old comedy, Get Smart, Agent 99, Maxwell Smart? Remember the 2 different groups there, Chaos and Control? Well, we are the chaos. The CIA, our military-industrial complex, the deep state, we are chaos. And guess what? There is no control. Control doesn't exist. There is no controlling legal authority. The Constitution is gone. These people do whatever they wish. And you have the judiciary that has their back and says to the president, you can't bring troops home and defend this country. Notice that nobody said, challenged him in court when he said he was going to move troops that they never got authority under the Constitution to put in Syria. He was going to move them around. He's going to move them. Well, I'll move them from there to Iraq, or I'll move them to protect the oil fields and take the oil and so forth. I mean, people look at this and say, you're going to protect the oil. That's the new mission now. Look, people don't think that that's appropriate use of a military President Trump to operate as pirates, to steal this after we tried to overthrow the government. It's not even going to be pragmatic, but it certainly doesn't align with the principles of America and the Constitution. Want to make America great again? Bring back the Constitution. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show. The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. The Project Veritas video has now been released, and it's just a little bit over a minute. Let's go ahead and play that for you. I haven't seen it, so we'll react to this as it's coming out. Here's the Project Veritas video that they promised last night. They had about 26,000 people like it. About that same number retweeted it yesterday. It was really big on Twitter. And again, this is about a network decision to strategically spike bombshell investigation in Jeffrey Epstein at least 3 years ago. They've been covering up for him that long. Let's roll with the clip.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
Yeah, it could have scooped everybody, but it got spiked. Imagine that. Feel your frustration. Yeah, we're years ahead of everybody here as well. Everybody, you go crazy conspiracy theorist or sue you or whatever. And that's probably why they spiked that, besides the fact that they probably had some people high up who, they're bowing to pressure, as you pointed out. Gee, we had all this information showing the royal family and the Clintons and everybody else with Jeffrey Epstein. I can't believe they didn't let me go on air with this. Well, maybe you didn't notice the Jimmy Savile case in the UK. You had the BBC, you had many, many times at Scotland Yard, the people who were the rank and file, Scotland Yard, the actual detectives, caught on to what Jeffrey Savile, this pedophile celebrity in the UK, very heavily connected to the royal family. They knew what was happening. They'd open up several investigations, and then guess what? The senior management at Scotland Yard shut the detectives down. And then after this pedophile died, you had a BBC documentary actually get produced. And then at the last minute, the people who ran the BBC shut that down. Imagine that. Kind of like what they're doing with the Jeffrey Epstein situation here. Not really a surprise when you look at this. The real surprise should be the fact that this is now being pushed out without any opposition from mainstream America, pushed out to each and every one of our children in government-run, government-funded institutions. This isn't simply a Hollywood perversion. This isn't simply the people like Harvey Weinstein pushing out their perverse practices and their dark soul onto everybody else. No, this is something that's actually being done now here in the Austin schools and so forth. This pedophile agenda. And you better wake up and get your kids out. You better stop them from burning this country down. We'll talk more about that as we come up. But again, that's the Project Veritas release. We also have Steve Bannon. We have a story at InfoWars.com. Steve Bannon is set to testify against Roger Stone. Roger Stone's trial is coming up this month, very soon. And Steve Bannon, it's our opinion, is going to be testifying against Stone in an act of revenge for Stone's role in having him ousted from the Trump administration. As the article says, Stone wrote an article that was published by the Daily Caller, headlined, "Bannon's Time is Up." That was the day before Bannon left the White House, although Bannon asserts that his departure was by mutual consent. "He didn't fire me, I quit." Or "we both agreed that I should go." In the article, Roger Stone accused Steve Bannon of paving the way for never-Trumpers and neocons like Rex Tillerson and Dina Powell and Fiona Hill. As a matter of fact, we have some follow-up news about the Rex Tillerson regime there. He was a big advocate of the Paris Climate Accord. Remember that? He fought against President Trump getting out of that for 6 months. President Trump said, "No, we're going to get out of it." They've made it formal now. We're going to talk about how the Democrats are flipping out about the fact that we would get out of this globalist agreement that doesn't do anything to address climate change or emissions, even if you believe that the that man-made emissions are changing the climate. It doesn't do anything about that. It allows the biggest and dirtiest polluters, China and India, to get bigger and dirtier for many decades while it clamps down the American economy. It is nothing other than a transfer of our economy to China, which is what's been going on for decades now. Decades. And the question was, how in the world did Rex Tillerson get in? Well, Roger Stone said Bannon paved the way for people like Rex Tillerson to get into the administration. Soon after Bannon left, he was swept under the wing of Robert Mueller's investigation. Since that time, Bannon has been working behind the scenes to undermine Stone, as well as InfoWars Alex Jones and Donald Trump Jr. Bannon also reportedly sought dirt and information on Alex Jones at the peak of the Mueller investigation into InfoWars. Jones also asserts that he was subsequently the victim of a dirty tricks campaign that attempted to frame him for Russian collusion, which Jones then reported to the FBI. So what are they coming after Roger Stone for? Well, he's being charged with lying to Congress. You know, that's a very serious crime. Look at what they did to James Clapper when he lied to Congress about dragnet surveillance of the American people. Oh, wait. They did nothing to James Clapper. They didn't even charge him with anything. They let it expire under the statute of limitations, 5 years. Remember when James Clapper was asked directly, "Are you spying on the public?" "Oh, well, Senator Wyden, I can't really say, we're not trying to do that." Unfortunately, he was exposed as a liar within a month of that. Now, that was something that was a direct lie. His intention was to mislead the public. He was violating the Constitution and the law of the land, and yet there was no penalty for that. And yet when we look at Roger Stone, what is he accused of lying to Congress about? About whether or not he tried to contact Julian Assange. Roger Stone was acting as a journalist. You're not allowed to try to get an interview with Julian Assange. Yeah, well, look at what they're doing to Julian Assange, another journalist. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot Points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. Infowarsstore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the Infowar. A total 360 win. Infowarsstore.com. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. VasoBeats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. Infowarsstore.com, and your purchases fund the Infowar.
Infowars.com/show.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
And now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we look at the situation with Roger Stone. Roger is facing 20 years in prison. I mean, go back to Martha Stewart, right? Everybody thinks, well, Martha Stewart went to prison for insider trading. No, she didn't. She didn't get convicted of insider trading. She got convicted because she allegedly made misstatements to the FBI. You know, that little entrapment thing that they do to everybody? That's why if you ever get arrested by the police, don't say anything to them, especially if it's the feds. That's for everybody out there. That also goes for CPS because they don't recognize due process either when they come for your kids. Yeah, we have a criminal government that seeks to entrap people to imprison them and to take your property and your children without due process, hiding the charges in many cases against you, if they even do charge you. They don't charge you if they take your property. They hide the allegations against you when they take your children. If there is exculpatory evidence, evidence that would contradict their allegations, that would prove you innocent, they hide that, as well as hiding the allegations from you themselves. That's what they do against people when they steal your kids. But when we look at what is happening to Roger, charged with lying to Congress, trying to obstruct a congressional inquiry, so forth, right? 20 years in prison. At the same time, we have Adam Schiff saying, if anybody refuses to testify based on my demands, I will consider that to be obstruction. Let's play that clip, video clip number 10.
We expect the witnesses who have been subpoenaed to come in this afternoon at White House instruction also to be no-shows. This will only further add to the body of evidence on a potential obstruction of Congress charge against the president. Indeed, in the Nixon impeachment, there was an article of impeachment based on the obstruction of Congress that itemized each of the subpoenas that the White House had defied. Well, today we have four additional subpoenas to add to the list of a potential charge involving the President of the United States and his obstruction of our constitutional duties. Those that were in the law office of the National Security Council, those who worked for Mulvaney either in the Chief of Staff's office or the Office of Management and Budget are first-hand witnesses to allegations
of serious
misconduct.
Okay, so you get the idea. This is both the little guy that makes the rules, and you obey what he says, you know, and if you have an idea that you would like to ask some questions, well, he's already told witnesses, you don't have to answer the Republicans. You answer to me. I run this. If the Republican leadership and the committee wants to question somebody where they want to call them and see if they'll come voluntarily, oh, you have to go to Mr. Schiff and you have to say, Schiff, may I please notify him in writing, and he may or may not grant that. He, you know, he doesn't necessarily want to hear anything else. You know, he doesn't want to hear anything that would get in the way of his carefully constructed narrative. If you want to subpoena anybody, same rule, same rule. As I said before, when the Democrats pushed this through, the interesting things to me is the obvious admission that, hey, they've been operating this without any rules whatsoever. No rules whatsoever. So let's pass some rules. And we'll pass rules saying that we have all the power and you have no power. And we'll determine who comes here and who doesn't. And we will be able to leak information out. Schiff gave himself permission to leak information out without any penalties whatsoever. Yeah, it's a fair thing, right? Yeah, nobody expected the Spanish Inquisition, but that's what you're getting right now. You're getting the Spanish Inquisition. Comprende? So, you know, when we look at what happened with Roger Stone, I would say that, you know, if you don't show up, think about this. If you don't show up, that's obstruction. If you do show up, anything that you say to them, including if they ask you what the time of day is, they're going to probe through it with in minute detail, fact check it, and say, well, he said it was 11:05, and it's actually 11:06, according to my time here. You know, or his watch was set to a different time zone. He was a complete hour off. And then they will come after you for lying to Congress. It doesn't have to be a material statement. As I talked about when I had General Flynn, I said, you know, this whole process that the FBI is running is straight out of Monty Python's Holy Grail. Remember that? We had the Bridge of Doom. And you'd have the guys go up and he would ask them, you know, two or three questions that were very easy. And then like the third question was, what is the average airspeed velocity of a swallow? They go, what? And boom, he's catapulted in the Bridge of Doom. The next guy goes up and he's trembling, but you know, he's okay because he's a Democrat. And the gatekeeper asks him a bunch of easy questions. The next guy goes up and he asks him, I think, his favorite color. And he stumbled for a second and boom, he's into the Bridge of Doom. That's the way Adam Schiff is running his committee. And why wouldn't he? Because that's the way the FBI has operated for many, many years. I've been talking about this for a long time, and it's only just now that Republicans have realized what a corrupt organization J. Edgar Hoover created. We've had both Republican and Democrat presidents in the past talking about how it was a blackmail event, agency, the FBI. You had Truman saying he's got files on everybody. The FBI is trending to a Gestapo. That was Truman. That was Truman right after World War II. And I hear all these Republicans like Rush Limbaugh say, well, the FBI has always been a great organization. It's like, turn off the program. You saw that program with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., the FBI. Well, that was a construct, a piece of propaganda created by J. Edgar Hoover. He produced that. and everything but name. Yeah, it was a Quinn Martin production, but the guy behind it was J. Edgar Hoover. Look, this is the way this organization has been operated from the very beginning. Yeah, they do some crime work. That's good. But they get into politics big time, big time. It's about time we grow up and understand what's going on here. It's about time we grow up and understand what's going on with General Flynn and with Roger Stone as well. The irony of all this is that as President Trump stood by and let Pence and these other people in his administration, these neocon never-Trumpers, throw General Flynn under the bus, and he did nothing. And now they're using the exact same tactics against him. Oh, you talked to a foreign head of state. Oh, well, I think that's a crime. Uh-huh. So what goes around comes around. Meanwhile, another unrest and other revolutions across the world we have in Hong Kong has now reached a new milestone here. We've had a Hong Kong lawmaker's ear bitten off during the latest violent protest. I don't know if he got up and after that and said, friends and countrymen, lend me your ear. But when I first saw this, I thought about Mike Tyson, the most famous ear-biting scenario there. That China's already had their Boxer Rebellion. I don't know if this is going to be a return of this. And then we have Arnold Schwarzenegger hanging out with his best friend, Greta Thunberg. He loaned her his Tesla. They're taking bike rides and all this other kind of stuff. And she's wondering how in the world she can get to the other side of the world after they move that climate thing. How's she going to get back now in time? Because she's got to go back to, 19th century transportation modes to get across, because anything else is going to burn fossil fuel, and she can't do that. She'll be exposed as a hypocrite. The reality of this is that Arnold Schwarzenegger was hanging out with the real Terminator. Yes, the young girl who wants to destroy the world as we know it. Don't worry so much about artificial intelligence. The millennials are becoming self-aware. And there is no intelligence more artificial than what they know is fact. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a It's OK to Be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Boy, that song never goes out of style, does it? Around and around we go. Where these politicians are going to stop, but there is nothing stopping them. Quite frankly, they're not stopped or even slowed down by the Constitution that they swore to uphold. They don't care. There's no controlling legal authority here. And if anybody calls them on it, they get some judge somewhere to say, no, they can do whatever they want. We're going to take a look at what is happening with China as well, folks. And the fact that the Democrats have now been exposed, not as the party of Antifa. They're the party of anti-God. Maybe we could say, maybe the Antifa doesn't mean fascist. Maybe it means anti-father. That's maybe what they're really about. They don't trust in God. They trust in something. Yeah, they trust in government. They trust in secular humanism. They trust in Marxism, socialism. They don't trust in God. They hate God. And we've got more evidence, in case you needed it today. I mean, they're escalating this anti-God program that they have in the Democrat Party. So we're going to be talking about that. But we're also talking about China. They are taking the high ground of space, and you may not realize it. They have the Belt and Road Initiative. Very, very powerful. It's happening. I've talked about it many times. Mainstream media doesn't seem to be aware of it. President Trump is not really talking about the Belt and Road Initiative. We do have some indications that we may be challenging what they're doing in the Belt and Road Initiative. But when we look at what they're doing in space, they are acting very, very strategically. And I don't think anybody in the American government really understands what's going on. I've talked about this in the past. The Lagrange libration points. So if you don't know what that means, I'm going to explain that to you coming up. Before we get back to the news, however, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 40 to 70% off of many of our most popular products. And we have free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. And, folks, this sale is not going to last much longer. It's going to be ending very, very soon. As a matter of fact, they were making some changes yesterday on the website. And so we didn't have any plugs yesterday for that. But there's going to be some changes, and this sale is going to change as well. So today, make sure you take advantage of this. We've got things like DNA Force Plus, very expensive. PQQ is a very difficult and expensive ingredient to obtain, but very, very effective at protecting your DNA health. And your DNA health, the telomeres at the end of your DNA strands, you can tell somebody's that is your biological clock. You can look at that and say, well, this is how long that person has to live. They can tell you that just by looking at that. Now, you may walk out the door and get run over by a train, you know, tomorrow's not promised to anybody, but, barring getting run over by a train or attacked by Antifa, they can tell you how long you're going to live essentially by looking at the length of your telomeres. How can you make them last longer? Because once they disappear, your DNA starts to unravel. You start to have a lot of difficult problems as your DNA is replicating itself. It needs something that's going to help it to keep these telomeres in place. PQQ is very effective at that, but it is an expensive product, and it's now 50% off. Also, Winter Sun Plus is back in stock and 50% off. We're coming up to the time of year where you're not going to be getting much sunlight, so you're not going to be getting much vitamin D. This is a way to supplement that. Vitamin D is very important for your body's defenses. We have some products like Survival Shield X-Renascent Iodine, 70% off. Our newest product, VasoBeat, the vasodilator, the beet concentrate that is a vasodilator, 50% off and selling out. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Even the toothpaste, Super Blue Toothpaste, Nano Silver, 50% off. Free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points for discounts in the future. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I was talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's hanging out with Greta Thunberg. What an entertaining group that would be, right? Oh, big party boys right there. Just a lot of witty conversation, I'm sure. Going back and forth between the Terminator and Greta Thunberg, who is trying to figure out how she's going to terminate your lifestyle. How she's going to terminate the 20th century, essentially, is what she's looking for. And this comes a day after she was hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, you know, now, I look at that and say, okay, you know, just another Hollywood celebrity. But, you know, he is going to be playing Carroll Shelby, a famous car tuner, in Ford versus Ferrari coming up in about 10 days or so. And I look at that and it's like, so is he hanging out with Greta so he gets creds to tell everybody, oh, you got to get rid of the cars? And I know, because I played Carroll Shelby, so I can tell you got to get rid of internal combustion engine, right? Is that what this is going to be? You know, she is crossing the country by train. Yes, she is the one that they're keeping Amtrak open for. Nobody else in the world rides Amtrak except for Greta, but she does. And I guess she's really bummed out that they're going to be shutting down those dining cars that nobody wants to eat on either. See, Greta, we have a society that was based on markets. In markets, people get what they vote for, not necessarily in politics, right? And, you know, as she's crossing North America by train, you know, one of the things that was interesting in the movie that I really did like that I saw over the weekend, and again, I'm just absolutely amazed that I found a movie made by Hollywood in 2019 that I actually liked, The Current War, which is actually about the War of the Currents. That was taken from a time when we had people who wanted to get rich by providing goods and services that other people wanted because it would make their life better. You know, like electricity and light bulbs and things like that, that light bulbs that we've now banned. What a comment that is on where we are here. You know, 140 years later, that light bulb that was so key to It was the reason that everybody wanted to get their houses wired up. Well, we banned that. You know, now we got a different thing that we're going to force you to have. We don't care what people want anymore. We don't have even our captains of industry who are out there working on inventions that will make people's lives better, that people want. Instead, they're working on what the government wants, either because it's mandated by the government, but really because the government is going to shut them down. And Volkswagen is a primary example of that. They had tens of billions of dollars, again, fines against them because the government wanted them to stop making diesel engines and all internal combustion engines, and they got the message, and they quickly flipped over to making electric cars because the government demands it. So the government, in a centralized command-control economy like we have today, there is no place for an Edison or a Westinghouse or a Tesla, a real Tesla, a Nikola Tesla, not the Elon Musk nonsense. Yeah, the Elon, today we've gone from Tesla, who has these groundbreaking inventions, the real Tesla, to this phony Tesla that exists out of government mandates and subsidies. That should tell you something about where we are. So yeah, we used to have a situation where people broke their backs, worked overtime, did everything they could, stressed, their employees, reached their minds to try to make products that were going to make our lives better. And we were able to choose those products. No more. No more. You know, she's crossing the country by train. George Westinghouse. I didn't know this about George Westinghouse. He made his fortune coming up with the air brakes on the railroad cars. And it's the same design that's now used on semi-trailers. You know, the default design for both the brakes on trains and on, the big 18-wheelers, the default is that the brakes are on, hard, full on. And what happens is with the air system, it as long as the air system is working, when the air system pushes those brakes off, so that if the air system fails, the brakes, it's a fail-safe system. The brakes are applied. I had a job where we were monitoring traffic for a few months with a system that was being put in, and we had a semi-trailer get stuck on the interstate. Whoa, what a traffic jam that was, because they couldn't move it. It wasn't a failure of the truck itself, but it was the air brakes for the trailer itself that had failed. But there was a leak in the line, and so the brakes completely locked up, and you couldn't tow that thing off of the off the interstate. They had to have that thing set there blocking traffic until they got that replaced. And the interesting story about that was that George Westinghouse saw a couple of trains collide. Everybody on both trains knew it was going to collide, but they had brakemen that had to run from train to from car to car and apply the brakes on one car, then run to the next car and apply the brakes there, and the next car and apply the brakes there. And he said, you know, we need to have a system that runs across it. He created that design. We're still using that design today. But that's not the future. That's not what the 21st century is about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off.
double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation, so please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3, InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Schwarzenegger is touring with Greta. His movie is not going anywhere. His movie is going nowhere, just like Greta is going nowhere, and begging for people to help her get back to Europe in time to, because she can't use a plane. Can't do that. As RT puts it, I won't be back. Why is the latest Terminator such a flop? Dark Fate pulled in over only $29 million in this opening weekend in the U.S. And in China, they point out, where moviegoers have spent more than $2.25 billion on Marvel movies, which, by the way, are also being destroyed by the same woke people in Hollywood. And I hate to use that term because these people really aren't woke. They are blue-pilling people. Nevertheless, in China, where they liked superhero movies and spent $2.25 billion on it, it only made $28 million. And they say unless there's a dramatic turnaround, Paramount, Skydance, and Disney will lose $100 million on this latest Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. And why is that? Well, again, they have feminized it completely and absurdly. And this isn't just people pushing back against female heroes, because, you know, previously we had Linda Hamilton playing Sarah Connor. And, part of the Terminator storyline was a very strong woman. And they did that really well, and they did it believably. But now they've reached propaganda proportions. You know, we had Sigourney Weaver, as they point out, you know, aliens and so forth. She was also very believable as a hero. But now we've gotten way, way, way beyond that. As Gizmodo was squealing with delight, as RT put it. The headline was, Terminator, Dark Fate's post-judgment day future is female, and we're here for it. But the audience isn't. Vox said, Terminator, Dark Fate is all about kick-ass ladies. Well, there you go. It also has some other things to push. They have a very sympathetic portrayal of Mexican immigrants, even a fight at a detention center for illegal immigrants, as many people point out. Go woke, go broke. Yeah, that's exactly the case. But, you know, when I look at all of this, and I look at Greta, and I look at, what this country has become, talking about how in the movie about the War of the Currents, the movie's title, Current War, again, people working on making life better, building an infrastructure, or building planes, or building cars, right? It used to be, in the 20th century, we had airplanes, and the whole point was, we're going to make them go faster, we're going to make them bigger so they can carry more people, we're going to make them cheaper, we're going to make them more comfortable. What has happened? And it's not just airlines. It's being mandated to cars as well. Working to outright ban your private transportation and to make them unaffordable. No, we have the government that has entered the marketplace, and they are the only customer that anybody bills for anymore. And you better realize that we have a fascist, centrally planned, thuggish protection racket government. Just look at what has happened. The history of flight in the 20th century was a history of engine development, making them more powerful. And now we're on a different kind of power trip, aren't we? We're on a political power trip. And it is shutting down the market. It is shutting down all information and innovation unless that information and innovation serves the government and allows them to control our lives, to monitor our lives, just as I was talking about yesterday, the sidewalk labs that Google is putting in Toronto. That is the future city that these people want to live in. We don't have to go down that path, but that's where they want to take us. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the Democrats.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
In the wake of the James Younger case, Jeffrey Younger, the father, fighting to keep his 7-year-old son from being chemically castrated at the age of 8 at the demand of the divorced mother and so forth. In the wake of that, that has focused national attention. We've got 3 different states where legislators have introduced legislation to control that kind of abuse. And it is abuse. It is psychological abuse to do that to a child at that age. And then in many cases, like this particular case, they go on to mutilation, to actual physical abuse. And so we have in Kentucky, the first one, Kentucky State Representative Savannah Maddox, a Republican, surprise, surprise, all of these are Republicans, by the way, wrote in a recent Facebook post that she, quote, began drafting a bill designed to protect children under the age of 18 from gender reassignment surgery or from receiving drug treatments designed to alter their natal gender, their birth gender. I am a strong advocate, she said, for parents' rights, but it is not the right of a parent to permanently alter a child's gender or identity, even when based upon certain behaviors or perceptions of a child's mind, which has not yet had time to fully develop. I agree with what she's saying in principle. I think her stress, however, on attacking parental rights is misguided. Parental rights are not the problem. The whole idea to say that a child has not is not fully developed and not capable of making a decision like this says, well, then who's going to make that decision for them? And the answer is going to be either the state or the parents. Who should make decisions for children? That's why I've stressed so hard the videos that I did 10 years ago supporting parental rights against the UN Rights of the Child, the Convention on the Rights of the Child. See, they want to separate the children from the parents so they can do to the children whatever they wish. So they can raise the children to believe what the state wants them to believe. This goes all the way back to Plato's Republic, as I've said many times. That is the danger there. And when any parent abuses their child, and it doesn't matter whether it is physically abusing or sexually abusing or psychologically abusing or if they desire to mutilate them or whatever, that parent is no longer acting as a parent. And at that point, they have violated their parental authority and somebody else needs to step in there. That is the principle of spheres of authority. And so I think it's misplaced for her to say, well, you know, I like parental rights, but we got to come after parental rights. No, you need to reinforce parental rights, but you need to also, but you reinforce the parental rights by saying, these are children. They're not capable of making these types of decisions. But we want the parents to be the ones that we're going to assume are acting as parents. That's the same as presumption of innocence, right? There's a presumption of the love of parents. That is where we proceed from. Now, number two is in Georgia. A state representative there, Jenny Earhart, says she's not targeting youth whose parents claim they want to change their gender, but the medical profession, and its role in giving children life-altering, gender-changing treatment. Her legislation would make the practice a felony. She said, we're not talking about children who can't get a tattoo. Rather, she said, we are talking about children. They can't get a tattoo. They can't smoke a cigarette in the state of Georgia, but they can be castrated and get sterilized. And so we need to stop this and stop it on the side of the medical professional because he said they can even get sterilized. So we got to stop that. We got to stop the pedophilia. She quoted an Atlantic-based pediatric and endocrinologist, Dr. Quentin Van Meter, who is also the president of the American College of Pediatricians. And he said that children should be protected from medical experimentation based on wishful social theory. Boy, that's it exactly. These children are suffering from a psychological condition without biologic basis. Using the bludgeon of threatened suicide as justification is, first of all, cruel and, secondly, not supported by valid published studies. Third one is here in Texas. Matt Krause said he would introduce a bill that prohibits the use of puberty blockers in these situations for children under the age of 18 in the next legislative session. Again, we've had individuals who looked at that and said it needs to be 21 and they need to live for 2 years, a Canadian doctor who said that. As we look at where this is all coming from, the question is, why are we going down this road and why are we going down it so quickly? Well, here's an answer. We have Democrats who have just passed a resolution applauding non-religious Americans and criticizing people who are religious. The Democrat National Committee, again, passed a first-of-its-kind resolution this weekend recognizing the ethical soundness and importance of religiously unaffiliated Americans, said such voters share the Democrat Party's values. This was championed by the Secular Coalition of America. They lobby on the behalf of atheists, agnostics, and humanists. The coalition said it was the first time the party had embraced American non-believers. No, they are not non-believers. They do believe. They trust in humanism. They trust in their science, or they trust in whatever. They trust in everything except God. They don't trust in God. Not in God we trust. Anything other than that. They say the religiously unaffiliated demographic represents the largest group within the Democrat Party, growing from 19% to a third. And on the other side, these people say that 70% of those who are anti-religion voted for Democrats in 2018. 80% of them support same-sex marriage and so forth. And then we have New York, where they have passed the Johnson Amendment to bar churches from political speech. This is Andrew Cuomo. And we're going to have Alan Key is joining us in the next segment. And so I want to talk to him about the so-called Johnson Amendment. It's not a constitutional amendment. It was something that LBJ put in to amend the IRS code. But they act as if it's a constitutional amendment. I want to play for you something from 7 years ago that was done by John MacArthur when he talks about whether or not we're going to be allowed to talk about these values. Let's play video clip number 13. I'm sorry, one.
One of the parties, the Democratic Party, has now made Romans 1, the sins of Romans 1, their agenda. What God condemns, they affirm. What God punishes, they exalt. Shocking, really. The Democratic Party has become the anti-God party. I know from last week's message that there was some response from people who said, why are you getting political? Romans 1 is not politics. The Bible is not politics. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with speaking the Word of God to the culture in which we live. It has nothing to do with politics. It's not about personalities. It's about iniquity and judgment. And why do we say this? Because this must be recognized for what it is. Sin. Serious sin. Damning sin. Destructive sin. You say, well, our society cultivates tolerance, and you're giving hate speech. What I'm saying is not hate speech. What the Democratic Party is saying is hate speech. Because they must hate the homosexuals if they will allow them to go the direction they're going, affirm that, knowing that it'll take them to hell. That's hate speech. This is love speech. You either warn them or you affirm them. The church is a collection of former fornicators, former idolaters, former adulterers, former effeminates, former thieves, former coveters, former extortioners, and former homosexuals. Such were some of you. That
yes,
statement
that
alone
is
indicates
there's a run out of time here. That is the point, right? We were told, no, it's genetic. And now with the transgender movement, we're told it's not genetic, it's psychological. They're so confused. They need to have some grounding, don't they? We're going to be joined by Alan Keyes when we come back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing.
These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Was just singing some gospel songs and sharing the word of God to people on the train. He didn't say anything to hurt anyone. He wasn't even loud. You could barely hear him talk, said one person responding to the video of him being attacked by an individual who they say is a transgender. I don't know. This is what he got in return from a transgendered lady. I don't know that it was a lady who hit him on the head with her heels, a stiletto, threw his Bible away, and no one did anything to help. But they just looked on as this old man bled. Another person writes, what a world we live in, that some people see preaching the Word of God as a threat to their lives. This is a video that shows a person with long purple hair and a deep voice angrily talking to a smaller elderly man. Another video shows the man then covered in blood and touching his bleeding head. Police said the attacker approached the man, screamed and cursed at him, attacked him with a spiked stiletto shoe. It took 30 stitches to close the wound. People are identifying this attacker, dressed as a woman, speaking in a deep voice as a transgender woman. That's a man dressing as a woman. You know, when we look at the Democrat Party talking about what they value people who do not trust in God. They trust in something else. And the DNC says we want to recognize this, we want to elevate this, and we want to, at the same time, criticize believers as being people who are hateful. You know, you believe in marriage, you are hateful. And the Democrat Party, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, hate you. They target you for destruction. They try to close your business if you even give charitably to the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army. And so they said, we recognize the value, the ethical soundness, and the importance of religiously unaffiliated demographics. And so I ask, you know, well, what are their values? Where do they derive their ethics? You know, we understand that theft is wrong because of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. We understand that. We understand that theft is wrong. Where do these people get their values? Well, they don't understand that theft is wrong. The Democrats certainly don't understand that. The socialists don't understand that. The communists don't understand that. Everything that they do is based on theft, for example. And so where do they get their ethics? It's situational ethics. It's whatever is convenient for them. We have the boy who says that he is a girl who has now beat other real biological girls again in Texas, for the second 12 months in a row, a so-called transgender wrestler has gained the Texas women's class 6A 110-pound division. Second time won the title here. And we got a video of that. The crowd is not too impressed. Neither are the girls, who are not allowed to have a real competition. Let's play video clip number 13. All right, this is the event. And as the guy stands up, he's just wrestled a girl into submission. Good for you. Give that guy a medal. And bow down and worship him because he's pretending to be a girl. It's absolutely amazing. You can hear the crowd booing there. But I think the people really nailed this with the Babylon Bee, with their satire piece. I gave you the headline yesterday. A motorcyclist identifies as a bicyclist and breaks all records. And when he was criticized for that, he said, but look, I got two wheels, and I got a handlebar here. I'm just like a... forget that extra equipment I've got that gives me an advantage there. Just pretend this is what's really going on. Now, when we get back to New York and this Johnson Amendment, as I said quickly there, the so-called Johnson Amendment was something that LBJ put in to punish churches, because a lot of churches were upset with him. And so he heard somebody, you know, at some church speaking against his candidacy. So it's like, I'm going to gag these people. See, this kind of mindset has been around for a long time. Yeah, the cancel culture goes back to the 1950s with Lyndon Johnson. Or maybe it was the 40s. I don't know. But it's amazing to me to see how writers, even this writer for the Christian Post, bow down and worship this as if it was some kind of a constitutional amendment. They call it the Johnson Amendment. It wasn't an amendment. It was Lyndon Johnson, a corrupt senator, going to a bureaucracy, which was the first bureaucracy to say, we will write the laws, we will enforce the laws, you will have no presumption of innocence, you will have no due process, we will make our determination, and then you will have to try to fight us on that. Now we got all the different agencies doing that, all the different three-letter alphabet agencies. But at the time, the IRS was simply the only one that was a law unto itself. And so where does this corrupt Senator Lyndon Johnson go? He goes to the IRS, and he has them write a code, and they called it the Johnson Amendment and said, you can't talk politics if you are a, not just a church, but any nonprofit organization. And I've talked about how actually is organized by the Alliance Defending Freedom. They set up Pulpit Freedom Sunday. And on that particular day, they started out with just three brave churches. Because, you know, this has a big consequence. It could create back tax bills for everybody that goes to that church. And so if they disallow the deduction, right? And so they had three pastors do openly talk about political candidates and say, because of the policies that they support, you should not support this candidate. And they recorded that and they sent it to the IRS in defiance of this Johnson Amendment, quote unquote, that flies in the face of the First Amendment, which is about protecting political and political speech and religious expression. And the IRS didn't do anything about that. The next year they had a couple of dozen. The next year they had several hundred do it. The IRS does not want that fight. But you know who wants that fight? Andrew Cuomo and the state of New York. That's how much they hate Christianity in New York. Bring it on, Cuomo. Bring it on. We're going to run the First Amendment right down your throat because you don't have a leg to stand on. So they signed a bill into law that prohibits churches from campaigning for or against political candidates. And essentially the state equivalent to the federal Johnson Amendment, the way they report this. And again, I object to this being called federal and an amendment because it is not something that they did to the Constitution. And he actually said he felt this was necessary in response to efforts by the Trump administration to weaken the Johnson Amendment. You don't have to weaken it. You have to declare it null and void. It directly contradicts the free expression of religion and political speech, which is the main reason we got the First Amendment. It isn't about putting a crucifix in a vat of urine and getting funded by the federal. That's not the essence of free speech. It's about politics. Politics and religion are what people don't want to hear about. We'll be right back with Alan Keyes, and we're going to talk about that. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
And now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Ban.video.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense.
Welcome back. Joining us in studio now is Alan Keyes, and it's a real pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Well, it's good to be with you.
I've watched you many years, and it's I want to talk about what's going on with impeachment. We want to talk about what's going on with pro-life, but real quickly, let's just finish up with what I was talking about with the Johnson Amendment. As I pointed out, LBJ put that in. It was an amendment to the IRS code, which doesn't require anything done by our elected representatives. So the IRS can put in there whatever they want. And yet it's presented as if it's some kind of a constitutional amendment. This is now because the Trump administration has said we're not going to gag people from at the pulpit. And has started pushing back against it. Now, they haven't come out and said this is null and void, which is, I think, what they ought to do. But they haven't gone that strongly. But simply because they're talking about it, Andrew Cuomo wants to jump in and prohibit it at a state level. So he wants a state version of this in case it gets overturned at the federal level. Your comments?
Well, I think on the face of it, all the concerns about whether or not people of religious faith get to talk to each other about how their faith applies to politics.
Mm-hmm.
All those concerns are blatantly anti-constitutional.
Yes.
I don't use the word unconstitutional anymore because I'm not quite sure what that means. I suppose it means it's not according to the Constitution. But you can be not according to the Constitution and yet not be against it, I suppose. Though I don't find out how that works when I think it through. So I just say anti-constitutional. In other words, they are doing something that is, in fact, against the purpose and intention of the Constitution's language. And the Constitution's language was explicitly intended to make sure that people of religious faith would be able to think through their political responsibilities based on their understanding of religion. That's particularly important when you remember that contrary to the lies that are now everywhere propagated, even sadly in our schools, the first premise of America's founding was what? Well, the first thing they did when they stepped forward to declare our independence, they did so saying that we were assuming among the powers of the earth that station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them. That's what they said. That's so, right. God's authority. I often tell people, the first premise of America's existence is the authority of God. So you're then going to have an amendment that prevents American citizens from ever talking about in their churches and otherwhere how that first premise of God applies to the political responsibility of citizens.
Yeah.
When they're thinking, when they're talking, when they're voting. Of course it must. Otherwise you have abandoned the foundation of the country.
Exactly. Talk about the foundation of the country. That was one of the key reasons that America was founded.
Right.
And one of the key reasons that they broke away from England was because they had seen religious oppression. You had had one particular denomination or belief system rammed down the throat of other people, and people were executed because they disagreed with that. So when they came to America, all these different states had different established religions. Some of them, you know, Rhode Island was Baptist and Maryland was Catholic and so forth. And so they wanted to make sure that a federal government wasn't going to pick one of those or another one and impose that on everybody else. So they wanted to wall in the federal government. You still had established churches in Massachusetts up to the 1840s.
And it was also, as we see in the next paragraph of the Declaration, a positive requirement for understanding our government and way of life. Because, and though again, people these days are not, and sadly when I say people, I include our children in the schools, since the schools have ceased to educate our children about the real nature of the founding of the United States. But if you go back to the Declaration and you look at what is said in the Declaration, it's very clear. We hold these truths, right? Mm-hmm. So there was a sense that there was such a thing. Mm-hmm. To be self-evident, that is to say, you the minute you articulate them and in a reasonable way you see that what is being said is true, that all men, meaning all human beings, are created, acknowledging that there was an intelligent personal creator, right? Equal.
Mm-hmm.
And endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Now, the key thing is to understand that phrase, unalienable rights. What does it mean? Well, a lot of people have these days made rights, the word right, synonymous with freedom. That obviously couldn't be true because right and freedom are different. The opposite of freedom is slavery. The opposite of right is wrong. So when you are endowed with unalienable rights, it means you're endowed with two things. A sense of what is right. God has imparted to us through our nature. We understand this now better than ever. A guide or reflection of his laws. The first thing that was invoked when we were founded. And the law is an imperative instruction or command, right? You are to do things this way. It is a law, for instance, that we have to eat in order to stay alive. It is a law that we must drink. And thirst is the way in which that law is encoded into our nature. You get thirsty, you drink. You get hungry, you eat. There are moral imperatives that are also encoded into our nature. And that's the understanding of the founders. When you choose with your freedom, because you are free to choose, God leaves you free to choose for or against his will, for or against his law. So freedom is an attribute of our nature. But right is the right exercise of choice. To make the commitment to do what's right according to the endowment of God, which is to say the terms of his will. It's really very easy to understand when you look at it in the way that they wrote it. And that means that the endowment of unalienable right is actually a sense of what is just and right. And the United States was founded by people who came together having made the common choice to do what is right according to the laws of nature and of nature's God. And that, by the way, transcends various kinds of religious differences in order to focus on the law of God as it applies to all humanity, mm-hmm. not just to this nation or that nation, but to all human beings as they come from the hand of God.
You know, you talk about right or wrong. I mean, you know, we know that it is wrong to steal. And yet, what the socialists tell us is that you have a right to somebody else's property and that they will take it for you and give it to you, right?
The most profound problem we face now, and it's why I spend so much time talking about the issue of abortion and so forth, is that we have fundamentally rejected the understanding of right, unalienable right, mm-hmm. meaning right that cannot be violated without denying our nature. Mm-hmm. You cannot go against it without basically dehumanizing people. And what I find ironic is that the people these days who pretend to accuse other people of racism and all this and degradation and dehumanization and so forth, they're the ones who are pushing hardest for the absurd notion that you can have a right to kill other human beings, meaning
That's right.
human
Yeah.
beings in the womb.
Exactly.
Now, they used to tell us, oh, that's not a human being. And even in the Roe decision, it was clear. Blackmun wrote on behalf of the majority, but he said in the very place he wrote it, he said that what he was about to say, all parties to the case had agreed to it. They all stipulated what he was about to say. And it was very simple. If the suggestion of personhood, meaning that personhood equals individual humanity, right? So when you see in front of you an individual human being, if the suggestion of personhood be established for the nascent child in the womb, Roe's case, the complainant in Roe v. Wade, Roe's case collapses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now in our courts, if you are in a courtroom being tried for murder and they have DNA, they can use your DNA to establish that you were in the room. Not that somebody else was in the room who was a human, but that a human being was in the room who was you. An individual, right? So DNA establishes individual humanity. And guess what? It is now not disputed among the scientists that from the moment of conception, humanity is a scientifically established for the nascent child in the womb. That means we're dealing with persons.
Yeah, we even have a D.C. abortionist I saw in a debate say, mm-hmm. well, it's going to grow up to be a baby, but it's not a person. That's where they're hanging
Well, no, they're not hanging. No, I'm sorry. They're not hanging on to that. They're not.
We'll be right back. Well, one guy is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing.
These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay, politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
Infowars.com/show.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself, to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeat. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you. And it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey. Welcome back. We had to take a hard break. And we're right in the middle of talking about what this... And there was a debate, and it was a guy who was an abortionist in Washington, D.C. So we both saw the debate. We had a different recollection of what that was. But let's talk about the issues of humanity versus personhood and how that applies to Roe v. Wade.
Well, actually, there is no difference. The definition of personhood, particularly the definition of the word as used in the Constitution, which is reflected in the 1828 Webster's first edition. Right? Mm-hmm. Everybody agrees that mm-hmm. that reflected the usage at the time that the Constitution was written. And the first thing that said is that a person is an individual human being. And that's why it was important to establish individual humanity. Mm-hmm. It's also why, if individual humanity has been established, that is person, you're a person, Roe's case collapses because you don't get to kill people.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just because it's more convenient for you or their existence makes you feel bad or some other thing that you argue about how this is oppressive to you. Mm-hmm. You don't get to kill an innocent person just because it causes you a problem to have them in the same room or even in this case, in the same body.
Yep.
Right? Because right. though the nascent child is in the woman's body, the old argument they used to make this is part of the mother's body, science has disproved that.
Right, right.
It is a distinct individual human being, and that is the very definition of
well,
the
half
word
the time,
person.
The baby is a different sex, can have a different blood type.
Right.
It's got its own unique
well,
DNA,
see, but
all
that,
these different
things. The yeah. DNA is now established, and they can't say that it's not because they use it in the courtroom all the mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. That's the legal basis for determining that this person was in the room at the time the crime was committed. This person held the murder weapon because mm-hmm. we have their DNA. Mm-hmm. So they use it. To establish that a person is there. DNA tells you a person is there. So if DNA tells you that a person was in the room, then DNA tells you that a person is in the womb.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's no getting around it.
Right.
They should have known this, though, because the Constitution itself, remember the famous three-fifths clause of the Constitution? Mm-hmm. They all say it's racist enough when it really isn't. Uh-huh. It was really an effort to limit the power of the states that legitimized slavery so that they couldn't foist slavery off on the rest of the Union through majority vote in the House of Representatives. They wouldn't always have the whip hand.
Yeah, it was a move to restrict the power of the slave
state. How that is racist and pro-slavery, I don't know, but these stupid people make stupid arguments. Anyway, if you examine that clause, it is written thusly. That the population of the state would be the basis for how many representatives you get. And you determine population by taking the number of free citizens, mm-hmm. accepting Indians not taxed, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And three-fifths of all other persons. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that that phrase, three-fifths of all other persons, applied to enslaved blacks. Now, who were enslaved blacks? Enslaved blacks were a class of people whose humanity was in question. John C. Calhoun and other advocates of slavery said, these folks are not human beings. They are chattel. They are like cattle or horses or so forth. So even Thomas Jefferson, who recognized the humanity of enslaved blacks in the notes on the state of Virginia, he did make the argument, but blacks are so different and they're so less developed and all of this. So there was a question about their stage of development.
Yeah, eugenics.
Now, when I do those two things, what do you think of? A class of people whose humanity is being questioned on the basis of, first, they're not human, and we were always told that by the anti-abortion people. That's just a mass of cells. That's not a human being. DNA refutes that decisively. Mm-hmm. So based on an examination of our rational nature, that is to say, the rationally understood things that constitute our identifiable nature as human beings, we have to conclude that the child in the womb is in fact human, yes? And then, based on the DNA, you conclude that they are individual human beings. They are persons. Mm-hmm. And that class of people, where there's a controversy about it, based on are they human or not, or stage of development, the word person was applied to them by the Constitution, enslaved blacks, my ancestors. The Constitution applied the word person to those very people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yet, in their characteristics, they are the same as nascent children in the womb. So when Blackmun said there's no warrant to apply the word person to nascent children, what is the phrase they use? I might say he lied, but that implies a conscious intention. So I'd use the lawyerly word, he erred.
Yeah.
He made a mistake. Mm-hmm. And since he knew and the parties to the case agreed, right? So think about this. The people who were the lawyers for Roe and the people who were the lawyers for Texas, all of them agreed, the parties to the case agreed, that if personhood is established, right, mm-hmm. then the case collapses. Well, y'all, the Roe case has collapsed. It is gone. And people who argue that you have to obey a decision that is blatantly contrary to the Constitution, they err. Mm-hmm. And when they try to pretend that, because the Supreme Court says it, the other branches have to obey, that's just a lie, and they know it.
That's right. That's right.
The same warrant that the court has to look at a law and say, this provision violates the Constitution, we cannot apply it in this case, right? We cannot follow it in this case. The executives all throughout this country who are the chief law enforcement officers at the federal and state level, the governors, the president, they have the same responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Supreme Court issues an opinion and they look at it and say that's flatly contrary to the Constitution, they cannot enforce it. They are bound by their oath not to enforce that court decision, just as the justices are bound by their oath not to enforce laws that they conscientiously conclude are contrary to the Constitution.
It's very important, and you're absolutely right about this. And the people understand your argument, because it absolutely does refute the way they try to muddy the water.
Yes.
Talking about human beings versus personhood and so forth. And, you know, going back to, the way they've deceived people, I remember when they had, partial birth abortion.
Mm.
And I realized at that point that they didn't believe what they were telling everybody,
right? Mm.
Because they would say, well, you know, the first trimester is not really, you know, a human being or whatever, so you can kill it, right? And yet they would take a fully developed baby and do that. And now we've seen that again. We've seen that with the governor of Virginia.
And New York, even, the legislature.
And even before that came out, this last year or so, it had been revealed, but not talked about a great deal in the Gosnell case. One of the key things about that, I had fellow McAleer who wrote the book and they also did the movie Gosnell. He said the thing that dropped everybody's jaw in the jury, and everybody had to say, well, in theory, I support abortion to be on the jury. They couldn't believe it when they had an abortionist come in and make a distinction between what Gosnell was doing and what was accepted practice of comfort care, which is what Ralph Northam talked about. Well, we just take the baby if it's not wanted, we stick it over here on the table and we let it die. That tells everybody where these people are coming from, yes, assuredly as partial birth abortion did.
You know, when I ran against Barack Obama for the U.S. Senate seat in Illinois back in 2004, I guess it was, the key reason that despite my misgivings about going into a state where I wasn't already an established resident and running against somebody, what overcame it was my sense that the position he had taken on the Illinois version of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, which sought to stop the very practice you're talking about, he was adamant that if you didn't kill that fully born, viable, alive, and well baby that had survived an abortion attempt, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
The child was still alive. If you didn't kill that baby, that destroyed abortion rights. Well, that told you right there that we're no longer talking for these people in their minds, killing persons is okay.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming quite obvious.
It's infanticide.
Because they're extending it to euthanasia, they're extending it to assisted suicide and things of this kind. I read the other day that they even want you to recognize that when people are mentally ill and depressed, they get to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So folks whom you would otherwise argue do not have the capacity to make a rational judgment about whether they should kill themselves, they get to kill themselves. Now, that tells me that you are people who want the result. You don't care about how you get there. You just want to kill a lot of people.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. We got to take a quick break here, and I want to tell people where they can find you. IAMTV.us, and that comes from Independent American Media. IAMTV.us is where they can find Alan Keyes. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what is going on with impeachment because, of course, you've been there. You've been in Washington. You were U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Economic and Social Council, Assistant Secretary of State for International Affairs and so forth. So we're going to talk to you about this phony impeachment situation. Folks, I want to remind you that we've still got our sale, but not for long. 40 to 70% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points for future discounts. Take a look at the products that we've got. Again, up to 70% off products, and it's about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Alan Keyes, and I want to talk to him now about politics. What's happening in terms of, is it a crime to call a foreign ambassador and talk to them? You know, we had Michael Flynn. Alan, they came after him because he talked to some Russian official, I think an ambassador or something like that, you know. And now they're criminalizing us in the same way. With President Trump's phone call, we've had Senator Cornyn here in Texas say there was no quid pro quo, and it wouldn't matter if there was a quid pro quo. What do you say about this as somebody who's been a U.S. ambassador to the U.N.?
Well, I think it's first of all, a matter of constitutional clarity. The president is, among other things, the chief executive officer. The Constitution doesn't say that all powers shall be vested in this department, that department, the other department. It says that the executive power shall be divested in a president, invested in a president of the United States. So that individual is the executive branch. Most Americans don't realize this. We get all distracted by the fact that you have different departments and agencies and so forth and so on. But the simple fact is that according to the Constitution, and there was a big debate about this at the time, they went through all the different alternatives, we have a unitary executive, not a multi-headed hydra, but a one person whom we hold responsible for what goes on in the executive branch. He is, among other things, the chief law enforcement officer. Now take the situation in the Ukraine, and for the moment forget who we're talking about in terms of who's to be investigated. If there is a situation where we're trying to find out whether somebody has committed a crime under our Constitution and laws, and this crime involved their activities as an American official in the Ukraine or anywhere else in the world, it is the president's business to see to it that the laws against that kind of self-dealing, bribe, acceptance of bribery, whatever it might be, it's his responsibility. Personally, as an individual, to see to it that that law is faithfully executed. That's what the Constitution requires. So if he sits down with the president of the Ukraine and says, oh, by the way, Do me a favor. Could you let us know everything that you've got about the activities of this person in your country? Because we know that he has been involved in pressuring your government in various ways to do this and that. That's the appearance anyway. And we want to get to the bottom of it and make sure that it wasn't in some way self-dealing and a violation of our laws. Mm-hmm. That is not only not a crime. It's his duty to do that.
That's right.
Then Nancy Pelosi and these people want to introduce,
well, he's your political opponent and so forth.
Guess what the Constitution doesn't mention? I don't think it mentions it anywhere except in terms of parties to a case and stuff. Party. Mm-hmm. Political parties. They hated political parties, a lot of them. George Washington inveighed endlessly against political parties.
Oh, yeah.
They eventually ended up, right away pretty much, having political parties, but they understood that the greatest danger was that these parties would become factions, that's what they call them, that is, combinations of interests against the interests of the people as a whole, against the common good, looking to advance their own money, power, whatever. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, those are factions, right? They don't have anything to do with that. When you take the oath of office to be vice president or president, you take it as an individual. And if as an individual you engage in activities that appear to be against the Constitution, you are held accountable as an individual. Your party affiliation, whether you're the rival of the president, whatever it might be, irrelevant. The president can be no respecter of persons when it comes to enforcing those laws. So he has to forget that you're his rival or his friend. Mm-hmm. And he has to look only at the question of, you are an official under the United States Constitution. Did you violate and betray the trust of the American people? That's the only question on the table. And if Pelosi wants, look,
yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Yes. We're going to be right back, and we're going to have Alan Keyes with us for another segment. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Alan Keyes, and you had a very important point to make about the office of the presidency. A single executive, and he has the duty as the chief law enforcement officer. I mean, the Department of Justice is there, but they're under the president.
That's right.
And they're subordinate to the president. He is over the Department of Justice. He is the senior official for justice. And as you pointed out, he has not only the right, but really the duty, whether it's to his advantage or to his disadvantage, to look at corruption. And so
that's
there
right.
was absolutely nothing inappropriate about him asking. And if you look at the transcript, he didn't bring it up. It was the Ukrainian ambassador who brought it up.
I think that the facts actually vindicate him mm-hmm. on grounds that he was innocent. What he did was innocent of any semblance of the intention to act in some partisan vindictive way.
Mm-hmm.
But even if he had said, yeah, this will be great for me because he's going to be trying to run for president and so forth, that wouldn't matter. Why wouldn't it matter? It wouldn't matter because if he is in fact guilty, then it is the duty of the president to pursue that guilt. If there is valid evidence suggesting he is guilty, then it is the duty of the president to pursue that evidence. And people say, well, he should have gone through the Justice Department. No, he doesn't have to do that. The Justice Department is an appendage of his body.
That's right.
Your hand, when they say, you should have picked that up with your right hand instead of your left. No, he can pick it up with whatever hand he likes, including his own hands. And in this case, it is standard procedure when presidents talk to other heads of state. If there's some point of investigation where our government needs some help clarifying what the facts are in another country, often you go through the president to get it done. And if you can go through the president as some lowly official in the Justice Department, you can surely yourself as president take the steps necessary to assure cooperation, because that's all he was doing. He wasn't convicting. He wasn't judging. He was simply say, help us to get at the facts. And if
because he said on videotape, I told these guys to fire this guy, and sure enough, within 6 hours, he was gone. I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours.
And yes, and that effect.
Yeah.
You, as you said, Biden was boasting about it.
Yes, exactly.
And if it then appears to be connected with the appointment of his son to the board of directors and the money that was paid and all of this, those are facts that need to be established, but they need to be established. They're on the record.
Other aspect of this as well, because the other aspect is, well, money was withheld from them and so forth. We just had, it was Saturday, U.S. withholds $105 million in security aid to Lebanon after the prime minister there resigned because they're concerned about corruption.
Yes.
Now, this is something that happens all
the time.
Now they're trying to make this an impeachable offense in Ukraine because very well known there was a lot of corruption.
Here's something a lot of folks don't understand. What the Democrats could do to make themselves a little bit more credible about the impeachment threat is they could impeach Joe Biden based on the facts and evidence. They would need to investigate. If those facts bear out, then it would appear that he was engaged through his family ties and all of this in accepting and self-dealing and doing something that actually resounded to the benefit of his dynasty, let's call it that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so if he's doing that, that's an impeachable offense. That's a high crime. That's an abuse of his power. And then they'll say, but he's already out of office. You know, the only penalty is to remove them from office. No, it's not, y'all. The penalty that can be imposed by the Congress if after the fact they discover that you committed a high crime or misdemeanor while you were in high office, they can impeach you after you've been tried and convicted of that crime in the regular courts. They can impeach you and they can then vote to remove you in the Senate. And the penalty is that you are barred from holding any office of trust or profit under the government of the United States. They spare future generations the harm that might be done by you if you are allowed to hold high office again.
I wasn't aware of that. And, of course, they did that with Bill Clinton after he was removed.
He wasn't removed, but...
Well, after he was impeached, I should say, after he left office, they removed his bar privileges.
See, but people don't realize, I think, because they don't bother to read and think through the Constitution. And by the way, the point we're making about President Trump's responsibility, I have to say again, that's regardless of party. So if it redounds to his benefit, he must do it anyway. So that even if Nancy Pelosi is going to beat him up about the head and neck and say, you did this for partisan reasons, he's got to do it because that's his job. And if it's going to harm him politically, he's got to do it because it's his job. Either way, you can't accuse him of a crime. Is this the craziness we've now gotten to? That presidents are going to be impeached and removed because they see to it that laws are faithfully executed, regardless of persons, meaning to say regardless of party, regardless of whether it redounds to your benefit or not, you're going to do it?
When we look at what happened with Hillary Clinton, you had James Comey come out and he said, she's committed multiple felonies, but it's not in our interest to prosecute that, you know? I said when this began with President Trump, I said, you got to understand that Democrats can't commit crimes. And the only crime is for a Republican to investigate their crimes, right?
Well, I think sadly you are on track because, how can I put this? When you look at the operation of a lot of these parties that call themselves socialist, progressive, and all that around the world and in the course of the 20th century, most of them acted in this way. If you're following our party line, you can do no wrong. If it is of use to our party, you can do no wrong. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so crime turns out to be whatever goes against our party interest, right? And law turns out to be whatever is in our party's interest.
That's right.
And what's telling is that the Constitution of the United States, contrary to Marx's ideology and all this ideology of the socialists, in the end, they believe in party dictatorship. They believe that a central government should control everything. The Constitution was explicitly thought through to prevent dictatorship. They basically called it despotism. And the American Revolution occurred because they looked at the King of England and said that his actions actually evinced a design to reduce the people of the United States under absolute despotism, and that it was their right, their duty to oppose that. So how, I don't even imagine how people can go to the polls, vote for these ideologies that believe in dictatorship, and then take the people they vote for seriously when they swear to uphold a constitution that was formulated to prevent dictatorship. There's obviously a contradiction there. If you're a socialist, you can't really swear that oath faithfully because you mean to establish a dictatorship. How are you going to do it constitutionally when the Constitution is written to prevent that from happening?
Well, they pledge that they're going to take the guns in violation of the Constitution and so forth. But let's talk a little bit. We've only got, well, can you say one more segment?
Sure.
Because I'd like to talk to you when we come back. I'd like, you were at the UN. And I'd like to talk about your opinion of the UN, what you saw there. Of course, you know, it was a couple of decades ago. We've now seen a lot of different things that have come out of the UN. They are behind the agenda to open our borders. They're behind the agenda to reorganize our economy on the basis of sustaining the planet. They have an agenda for how they want our cities to be organized. They want our guns confiscated. They even want to come after the family with the UN Rights of the Child Convention. And so they have been very proactive, and much of what we see with the Democrat Party is really the enactment of a UN agenda. So I'd like to get your comments when we come back about what you thought about President Trump and his comments about the UN. He's been kind of stingy with the money that he wants to give them. I think that I'll just cut it off altogether. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. Again, just want to remind everybody that we have still continued the sale, but it's going to end very quickly, the emergency sale. We have 40 to 70% off many of our most popular products. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points, so you can get discounts in the future. And I just want to tell everybody again where they can find Alan Keyes. Again, he has Independent American Media TV. That is IAMTV.us. That's where you can find Alan Keyes. But you can also find him in just a couple of minutes right after this commercial break. He'll be right here with us for one more segment. And we'll be right back. Thank you.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like
the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Again, in studio with us is Alan Keyes, and I want to talk about the UN. And let me make sure I've got your title correct here. You were the U.S. ambassador to the UN on economic and social council policy. Also the assistant secretary of state for international
organizations,
right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about what you saw at the UN, what your view of the UN is, what we ought to do about this. Because as I laid out before we went to commercial break, were you talking about our borders? Were you talking about our families? Were you talking about our gun rights, our free speech, or even how we're going to organize our economies and our cities? The UN is dictating all this to us in all these different ways. Tell us about your time at the UN. What do you think?
I guess what came immediately to mind when you were talking about this was the choice that we always have with respect to the United Nations, to use it or leave it. Mm-hmm. And I remember Chuck Lichtenstein, who was our ambassador, who sat on the committees that dealt with the behavior of diplomats in the country and doing things like this. And at one point we got into a controversy and people were threatening to take the United Nations and locate it somewhere else. And he said, well, if you all decide to do that, I'll stand on the dock and wave goodbye to you as you sail into the sunset. And it upset some people, but it also got their attention. And during the Reagan years, you talked about cutting off their money. That's what we did. Mm-hmm. It was partly because there was a lot of maladministration, a lot of abuse of money, in terms of high salaries and all kinds of other stuff going on that are not relevant to the mission of the UN. But it's also because we were finding that more and more the UN was being co-opted by ideological currents that were adverse to both the founding premises of the UN, And to our own best interests in the world. Now, that's not an accident, that coincidence, by the way, because the founding premises of the United Nations pretty much reflect the understanding of law, justice, and sovereign power as derived from the respect for basic rights, right? Mm-hmm. That notion that, government has to be based on the consent of the governed has to do with respecting the fact that communities come together in order to achieve justice according to God's will, yes, and that that's the aim of government power. And when you start acting in a way that's contrary to that, violating the that commitment to right, you are acting contrary to the very premise of consent in government. And so we had a lot of problems because most of the people, the UN still are to this day, they're advocates of dictatorial government, despotic government, totalitarian government. That's totally at odds with that understanding of justice. So
now,
we have a choice.
One country's ambassador just praising China for these prison camps that they had. So this is great.
Well, see, I
people
think
we're very happy after they're in course
that we can withdraw or we can engage. Mm-hmm. And engage, in my opinion, means you're always going to speak the truth according to the right understanding of that truth that is written both into our way of understanding government, the basis for the Constitution and the Declaration, the premises that actually lead you to understand the definition of right in terms of an authority that transcends the authority and power of armies and governments, so that even the downtrodden, even the weak, have a claim to be respected in the integrity of their reflection, right, of God's creative will. That should be part of U.S. policy at all times. If we find we cannot pursue that, because the organization is insisting on going down a road that rejects those premises, we should get out. Mm-hmm. And if we find, however, that we have opportunities to pursue it and we don't take them, then we're at fault. Mm-hmm. And so we have a choice. And that choice is a choice to lead or get out of the organization. Because I think that without our leadership, something that we helped to build and found on premises that are quite understandable to our way of seeing justice, if we built it, founded it on those premises in cooperation with others who were willing to commit to them, if we're no longer standing for them, fighting for them, then of course the organization's not only going to fail, it's going to fall into the hands of George Soros-backed totalitarian governments that will turn the whole globe into a nightmare of oppression. And I think that we have an obligation to do our best to stop that when we can work with people to do so. But we also have a first obligation, like putting on your mask on the plane when something happens. You put your mask on so you can keep the children alive by theirs on.
Oh, yeah.
You got to keep yourself alive. Otherwise, you can't help the others. And that's why putting our best interest first, so long as we see them in terms of our cooperation in this endeavor which transcends us. Because final point, I can't simply say that I hate the United Nations and so forth, because we are, more than any other country in the world, self-consciously committed to the idea of bringing human beings of all races, colors, creeds, and kinds together under one understanding, one umbrella of justice and right. Our nation was founded on that premise. It's why we had to fight against slavery, why we fought the Civil War, why people time after time could appeal to the premises of the Declaration to advance justice. Because we, in fact, are a nation of nations, in touch with all humanity, responsible for an idea of human justice and human worth that we cannot abandon without abandoning our own identity. And I think we need to be clear about that.
Yeah, when President Trump went there and talked to them about sovereignty, you know, again, the United Nations was created by sovereign nations, and now they deny the sovereignty of those nations that created them.
Exactly.
And he was, I think he was probably talking more to the American people than he was to the people at the UN. I imagine they were not too happy with what he was saying.
Well, see, I think when you talk to the American people, as Trump did, however, you are talking to the good people of all the world. And I often remind people that the Declaration of Independence, contrary to Bernie Sanders and these folks who think felons ought to be able to vote from prison, no, the understanding of the community that is responsible for establishing government, they always referred to this as the good people of these colonies, the good people of the United States. That means that the founding itself is premised on the goodness of those who are participating in the exercise. It's not, to put it bluntly, the union of thieves and scoundrels and murderers. Mm-hmm. That is not a basis for government. It is the consent or coming together in a common will for justice of those who are committed to do what's right according to God's will. Those who are, therefore, they correspond to the definition of people whose intentions and purpose in the use of their freedom is to do what's right, to do good for themselves, their families, and all those for whom God has created our humanity to reflect his own desire that all things should work together for good in the world. Now, you'll say, oh, Alan, you're talking religion and so forth. So, no, I'm just talking the premises of America. Mm-hmm. If you want to reject those premises because you reject God and reject the understanding of God that the country was founded on, I would only ask other people who are looking at this offer. All these people coming forward, we're godless, we think everything goes, we think people have the right to vote for, even if they're doing criminal enterprises and all of this, because we don't care about that. People get to do whatever they want to do. You decide whether you want those people to be in charge of your government, because they'll do whatever they want to do to you, or you want to be governed by the Constitution, which says we're first governed by that understanding of justice that constrains us all, and then within that,
Thank you so much. We're out of time. Alan Keyes.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. But word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is Vaso Beats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
The time has come to defy the thought police.
They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, earlier in the broadcast, we played the video from Project Veritas, and it was a clip of an ABC reporter, Amy Robach, talking about how she was upset because years ago, she knew all this stuff about Epstein, and she wanted to go public with it. And according to her, ABC wouldn't let her do that. And now she has replied, and ABC has replied, a rebuttal to Project Veritas's video where they just let her talk without any commentary. And now she's walking this back, and here's her statement. I'm going to read you her statement, and then we're going to show you what she said candidly. Here's her statement. As a journalist, as the Epstein story continued to unfold last summer, I was caught in a private moment of frustration. I was upset that an important interview that I had conducted with Virginia Roberts, that's the young woman who said as a minor she was shopped around by Jeffrey Epstein to Prince Andrew's and many others, essentially enslaved. I had conducted an interview with Virginia Roberts that didn't air because we could not obtain sufficient corroborating evidence to meet ABC's editorial standards about her allegations. My comments about Prince Andrew and her allegation that she had seen Bill Clinton on Epstein's private island were in reference to what Virginia Roberts said in that interview in 2015. I was referencing her allegations, not what ABC News had verified through our reporting. The interview itself, while I was disappointed it didn't air, didn't meet our standards. I guess all this reporting about what has happened to other high-profile, well-connected to the elite and politicians and the royal family, you know, people like Jimmy Savile, and stuff that probably didn't meet the standards of the BBC or the standards of the people who were the administrators of Scotland Yard, even though the detectives at Scotland Yard had initiated several investigations of Jimmy Savile and his connections with the royal family. You know, they just kind of swept that under the carpet like Prince Andrew. And that's not just the royal family. These are American politicians. These are the technocratic elite, people like Bill Gates and others. Anyway, the final statement, she said, in the years since, no one ever told me or the team to stop reporting on Jeffrey Epstein, and we have continued to aggressively pursue this important story. Okay, so that was her statement. Here is the recorded conversation that was released by Project Veritas. Let's go ahead and roll that video.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found...
Okay, they're not saying, you know, she's not saying, this is not substantiated. We don't have enough... They said, who is Jeffrey Epstein? This is a stupid story. This, she's talking about 3 years ago. This was after the very high-profile trial in Florida where he got away with it. Got away with it, by the way. with somebody who is now all over media again, Ken Starr, because he was there as part of the impeachment of Bill Clinton, the guy who basically covered up for Bill Clinton, as far as I'm concerned. I've always said it was a cover-up. I was convinced of it after, you know, he refused to look at the very credible charges of sexual abuse and rape against Bill Clinton, after he refused to look at all the allegations of financial corruption and so forth with both of the Clintons, and then just went with a obvious act of perjury. I said he's covering up for him, and then he went to, after that, he became the defense attorney for Jeffrey Epstein, got a sweetheart deal for him, and then he became the president of a Christian college and defended the football team against sexual allegations of sexual attack and so forth, and eventually was fired from that. But now he's back as a talking head. So when Amy Robach comes back, she says, you just heard her. She's saying, they said this doesn't check out, and we don't have enough evidence. No, they didn't say that. They said, who's Jeffrey Epstein? This is a stupid story. Let's continue on with what she had to say.
That we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that that also quashed the story. And then, Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
All right, so that tells us a great deal about her, her integrity, and the lack of integrity, I should say, and ABC's lack of integrity. Because in the statement that she just put out, and I'm assuming that she's thinking that you're not going to watch that video there. Because that video that she said privately and candidly contradicts everything in the statement that I just read to you. All of my comments about Prince Andrew and her allegation that she's saying this, they were all in reference to what she said in the interview, and ABC had not verified that through our reporting. Instead, what you just heard her say, what she actually said was, they quashed it. They shut it down. We had all of this evidence, but they shut it down because they didn't want to cut off their access to Kate and Will, you know, the royal family. If we report this about Prince Andrew, we'll never get another interview with the royal family. That's why corporate media lies to you. They want to maintain their access to the royal family. They want to maintain their access to the Democrat Party or to the Republican Party or whatever, and they're not going to ask hard questions. As a matter of fact, they won't even tell you the truth about what these people are doing, because they want the ratings. They want access to these people. It's all about the access. They have no integrity. She just lied to you in the statement again, because when she says, well, they didn't verify this, this is only based on the allegations of one person. You just heard her. She said she had everything. She had pictures. We had everything. She said that over and over again. We had everything. She even talks about another lawyer who backed it up, said he was the most prolific pedophile ever. She said, we had this all documented. And now she's saying, well, they were just merely allegations from one person. That's not what she said on that video that was obtained and put out by Project Veritas. And so the bottom line, folks, is that, yes, you cannot trust anything these people say. ABC will lie to you. NBC will lie to you. CNN, of course, has been caught over and over again lying to you. That's why they tried to put us out of business. But thanks to your support, we're not out of business. And we still have the capability to tell you what you need to hear so that you can make up your mind, so that you can understand what is happening, so that we can have an open and free election, so we can discuss the policies that are here. This is what these people do not want you to have. This is why when they have the the debates. They always cover the same small number of topics, and they always ask the same questions about that, and they always get the same answers from every politician because it's nice and safe. When we come back, we're going to talk about another thing that they don't want to talk about, that they always go to great lengths to hide, and that is vaccines. And it's not just the mainstream media. It's not just the cable news that is funded by big pharmaceutical companies that won't talk about vaccines. No, it's also social media purging this. We're going to tell you we've got another case here of what is happening with vaccines and the cover-ups involved with that. And then we're going to talk about China taking the high ground of space. That's right. It is a war. You want to think about it as a war. It is not only are they moving military equipment, that'll eventually be a part of it, but it's also about the economic warfare, and they have seized the high ground.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Folks ask me, "Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine?" Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a "it's okay to be okay, politically incorrect" ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end.
GutFusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have President Trump talking about a space force and various other aspects of this. And of course, you know, when the U.S. government does anything now, it always focuses on the military aspect of it, the military-industrial complex. You know, we start war after war. We arm every single faction and get them all fighting with each other everywhere we go, because that's where the profit is. But we always think about war and invasion. China has taken a different approach for the most part. You know, they're building their military. They seek to challenge the United States. They're threatening Taiwan. They're threatening Hong Kong and other people, but especially Taiwan that is independent. Building bases right off the coast of the Philippines. They are projecting power already. They will use that power. They see the U.S. government as their target. That is all in the works. But there's another aspect to the way that China operates, and that is economically. They have used their Belt and Road Initiative to fund infrastructure in countries in the developing world, in Central and South America, but especially in Africa, because Africa has so many rich natural resources. They want to be able to exploit that. And so they're building an infrastructure in order to get to those natural resources, in order to get these people indebted to them. It's kind of a soft colonialism, but unlike what we have done, it is not based on military occupation and invasion. It's based on an economic projection. And now they are doing an economic projection into space as well. And the articles that are, I've seen a couple of articles about this. China wants to set up a $10 trillion Earth-Moon economic zone. And, of course, it will be their economic zone. They will control this. And so what is up with this? When I saw this, I immediately thought back to the Lagrange points that are the gravitationally neutral areas that are in and around the moon and the Earth. In other words, there's five different Lagrange points. You can put objects there, and they will stay there pretty much indefinitely, very little effort to keep them in those areas. They are places where the moon's gravitational field cancels out the Earth's gravitational pull, and so those objects will tend to stay there. And I thought, is that what they're going for? Because going back to the 1970s, as I've talked about in the past, there was a very famous book written by Gerard K. O'Neill called High Frontier. And it is something that Jeff Bezos, as an engineering student, was very fascinated with. I was very fascinated with it as an engineering student at the same time. And he has openly talked about how he wants to use that. He is very practical about what he wants to do, and so are the Chinese. He's not talking about doing some kind of a moon shot or Martian shot or something like that. No, he wants to industrialize this. And what Gerard K. O'Neill proposed was colonies in space. And if you want to know what that looks like, just remember, if you've seen the movie Elysium, they portrayed that, where they had the elite living in these near-Earth colonies. Well, the place that you would locate that, naturally, would be in these Lagrange points where it's gravitationally neutral. Furthermore, Gerard K. O'Neill had the idea that you could go to the moon, you could mine natural resources. Again, think about this. You know, the Chinese are thinking about how they're going to get natural resources to build their economy. We're just thinking about how we can sell weapons to people. I mean, we're not even playing checkers, folks, and they're playing chess. This is what's dangerous about this. So they're focused on natural resources. A lot of natural resources on the moon. As O'Neill pointed out, you could build a maglev once you easily mine those resources on the moon, you could put them on a maglev, and you could accelerate it up to the Lagrange point, which is near not too far away. Wouldn't require a great deal of energy for those things to escape the moon's gravitational pull. You could then process them in space using the temperature differentials that are very easy to get in space. You know, you can get extreme cold, you can get extreme heat just by painting things white or black. And so you could process these things in space. You could do manufacturing in space. You wouldn't have to worry about any environmental regulations because you're way out tens of thousands of miles from anything in space. And then you could basically just drop ship it, you know, like Amazon. You know, you just give it a shove towards the Earth and let gravity do the rest of it for the most part. So that was the whole idea behind High Frontiers. And that's the whole idea behind what the Chinese are doing. Because when I looked at this, what they were talking about is, I said, the basic technology is set to be finished by 2030. There's that date again. The key transport technology is expected to be created by 2040. And I thought, well, yeah, but is this the Lagrange point? Well, do you remember earlier this year, January of this year, remember how the Chinese landed something on the dark side of the moon? It wasn't a Pink Floyd album. It was a lander that they put on the dark side of the moon. And at the time, they said, well, how are they going to get us pictures back from there? Because, you know, that the moon is not ever facing the Earth, so they're not going to have a clear line of sight. They can't broadcast through the moon. Well, what they did at the time was that was their first time to put something in one of these Lagrange points. And if you take a look at the diagram, so you can pull up the diagram that's in this article about China's lander. This is from January of this year. And what they show is, in this diagram, you can see the five Lagrange points. See if you can, there it is, yeah. And the five Lagrange points. Now, they put up a thing in position number two. And in position number two, that was behind the moon. And so they could land something on the dark side of the moon, send the signal to the satellite in the Lagrange point number two, L2, and then from there they could send it to the Earth. See how that works? Now, the ones that O'Neill was talking about, of course you could use two, but the one that he was talking about as being more valuable was number one. You put something in number one, you could easily send material up, raw material from the moon, you could do processing there, and then just drop it down to the Earth at that point. So that's exactly what they've done. They've already started to occupy the high ground of space by getting in to this Lagrange point. Now, I don't know, you know, that is a key issue. Because I don't know how many things they can fit in that one spot. We're already getting crowded in terms of the number of satellites in space. And these Lagrange points are going to be even more crowded. So again, they are getting to these points first, and we're not even thinking about that. As they talked about this, the relay satellite that they put at L2, this parking spot in space, as they point out, China, going back to December of last year, when they, because first they put up the satellite and then they send the lander to the dark side of the moon. And so in December, they put the relay satellite into L2, and then they went to the dark side of the moon a month later. And as they pointed out, China appears to be positioning itself to exploit this potential. Absolutely true. And so are we positioning ourselves to counter even their Belt and Road Initiative, which has been going on for quite some time? Trump administration has been criticizing it as a debt trap, urging countries around the world to resist allowing China to build infrastructure in their countries. Again, it is a kind of soft colonization. But now the U.S. has moved proactively in a partnership with Australia and with Japan. This is the kind of partnership we need, not the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but this kind of partnership with Australia and Japan to counter China. It's no coincidence that these are countries that are operating in the Asian theater to put together what they call the Blue Dot Network, a global sustainable infrastructure development. So they're going to try to fund infrastructure in the Pacific region and then around the world. And I would just suggest that if they want this to work, what they need to do is to focus on our strength and on their weaknesses. We should point out, and we should be the shining city on the hill, as Ronald Reagan pointed out. We should trumpet the fact that we support freedom and liberty, and they support a tyrannical control of population bases, as you can see, what they're doing to their own people with social credit. Now, the only way we're going to be able to do that is if we really do support liberty and freedom and do it here in America. And one of the ways that we could start is by stopping these technocratic elite who have colonized the internet and have gagged the public's free speech as well as attacking free press. And we need to make sure that Google does not enact the kind of social credit scores that they seek to be doing at places like Sidewalk Labs, but it's coming to Detroit and other places. We need to squelch that, kill that Rosemary's baby in the crib. All right, that's it for today's broadcast, folks. Please take a look at the sale that we've got. It's about to end, 40 to 70% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. We've got great products there to support your health and to support InfoWars if you want independent free press. That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for listening.